USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Western New York slammed by a lake effect snowstorm. More than 6 feet of snow fell in some areas, causing several deaths. In the suburb of Orchard Park, where the Buffalo Bills play, 77 inches of accumulated snow was reported by early Saturday morning. That prompted the NFL to move the Bills game against the Cleveland Browns to Detroit. Meanwhile, Dan Nevers, Erie County Commissioner of Emergency Services, is telling everyone to stay home today.
Watch the local news to keep up to speed on how things are going. Maybe venture out to have a little bit of fun with the kids out in the snow, but certainly you don't need to be driving today at all.
Former President Trump reacting to the announcement of a special counsel being appointed to oversee the Justice Department investigation into the presence of classified documents at his Florida estate. Trump spoke at Mar-a-Lago last night.
I thought the investigation with the document hoax was dying or dead or over, and the investigation into January 6th in my very peaceful and patriotic speech. Remember? Peaceful and patriotically.
Veteran prosecutor Jack Smith was named to the appointment. Smith led the department's public integrity section and was the acting chief federal prosecutor in Nashville during the Obama administration. He has been the chief prosecutor for the special court in The Hague since 2018. Smith's appointment comes days after Trump announced his campaign for a second term. Theranos' CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to 135 months or just above 11 years to a federal prison. She was convicted earlier this year of misleading investors on her company's blood testing equipment. Before she was sentenced, Holmes tearfully told the court that she is devastated by her failings. Theranos' former operating officer Cindy Balwani will be sentenced next month for his fraud conviction. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak made a surprise visit to Kyiv to speak with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He promised the embattled country 1 to 25 anti-aircraft guns and other air defense technology. The UK has been one of the staunchest supporters of Ukraine as it continues to resist Russia's invasion. The British has given Kyiv $2.7 billion in military aid. America's largest ticket broker may not be able to shake this one off.
The Justice Department is opening an investigation into the botched presale of Taylor Swift tickets. The DOJ is opening an antitrust investigation into whether Live Nation Entertainment abused its power over the live music industry. This comes after Ticketmaster's systems crashed while Swift fans were trying to purchase tickets. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The retired Bishop of Albany, New York, who has admitted to covering up predator priests, has asked Pope Francis to remove him from the priesthood. Emeritus Bishop Howard Hubbard announced the decision Friday. The 84-year-old said that he could no longer function as a priest, given U.S. church policy, which bars accused priests from ministry. Hubbard himself has been accused of committing sexual abuse. California Governor Gavin Newsom has agreed to release $1 billion in state homelessness funding, but only if local governments agree to step up the aggressiveness of their plans going forward to reduce the number of unhoused people in the state. I'm Kenneth Burns.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.